Hello and welcome to COVID-19 updates in Cameroon for this week. My name is Valentine Bambot. We begin this week by telling you some Christians are reported to be leaving Cameroonian churches that claim COVID-19 does not exist. The defecting Christians say they saw some who obeyed church instructions to ignore barrier measures, infected or die from the virus. Christians are being accepted into other congregations. A popular church in Fuda neighborhood in Cameroon's capital, Yaoundé, is said to have welcomed 23 new members. Among them is a 37-year-old woman by name Annabel Tabot. Tabot says she left the Tabernacles of Freedom's ministry because her pastor deceived them, saying the COVID-19 does not exist. Tabot adds that the pastor asked her 60-year-old husband not to go to the hospital and was instead praying for healing from evil spirits. She noted that his health condition kept on deteriorating and he finally died. Luckily, the government came in and isolated him, and the other family members were not contaminated. In August, Cameroon's government closed the Tabernacles of Freedom's ministry for preaching that COVID-19 is a hoax. The Association of Pentecostal Churches in Yaoundé reported that at least 270 Christians left from six churches that preached against the existence of the COVID-19 pandemic. Sociologist Paul Emmanuel Sop of the University of Yaoundé says the high waves of defection show people are not happy with most churches' teachings. He adds that pastors, priests, and imams should therefore be true guarantors of the uprightness and morality of people who are counting on them. Since March 5, 2020, Cameroon has reported more than 20,000 cases of coronavirus. The Central African nation continues to blame negligence, lack of knowledge, and the failure of some churches to educate their members on the dangers of COVID-19 as among the factors in the increasing number of cases. And that's all we had time for the COVID-19 updates in Cameroon. My name is Valentine Bambot. Thanks for listening.